Akuta Sikha is Chelik Yud, Parsha Bereisha Sikha Gimel, a summary of the Sikha. We find in the story of between the snake and Adam and Chava something very curious. The Pasuk says twice, not even once, but twice, that the snake said to Chava. In other words, that the Torah says that the snake was able to speak. And yet, of course, we know that snakes cannot speak. But Rashi doesn't address this. What does it mean that a snake spoke? In other words, that Rashi goes with the assumption. We know that Rashi has to explain everything unless it doesn't need to be explained. So Rashi goes with the assumption that a snake was able to speak in those days. That is not so unusual. That's what happened. We don't see a snake that is able to speak. That is because the ability to speak was taken away from the snake. Which snake? The original snake. That's why there is no snake that is able to speak. When was this ability to speak taken away? Obviously, at the time when Hashem punished the snake, and as the Pasuk says, Vayem Hashem Elokim al Nachash, because you, Hashem said to the snake, because you did this, you will be more cursed than any other animal of the field. And you will slither on your belly, and you will eat dust the rest of your life, and I will make a hate between you and an eternal hate between you and people. So if that's the case, that the ability to speak was taken away from the snake at that time, that was his punishment, why does the Pasuk not say that that was his punishment? And if you'll say that because it's obvious, the snake can't speak, obviously that was its punishment. But the fact that it walks on its belly is also obvious to us. And yet the Torah, the Hashem did tell the snake, this will be a punishment. So why didn't Hashem say to the snake also, your punishment will be that you will not be able to speak anymore? Maybe we could answer that this was included in Hashem's words to the snake, you will be more cursed than every other animal. So what is more cursed? Obviously, if a snake is able to speak, that is not more cursed than any other animal. That is more blessed than any other animal. So that's what he meant to say, that it will take away your ability to be able to speak. And that's how he's more cursed. But if that's the case, so the same is true also, every animal walks on legs, on feet. The snake is the only one that doesn't have any feet. So that could have been included also in Arurata, you are more cursed than any other animal. And why did he have to specify the punishment of taking away his feet? Therefore, obviously, the Arurata is more of a general statement. And then Hashem went on to specify the specific things that he was going to do to him in punishment. So then why didn't he mention anything about taking away his ability to speak? So perhaps we could say that that is included in the words of the Pasuk that say, Ki asisa zais. Hashem said to the snake, because you did this, you will be more cursed than any other animal. Why does the Torah say, because you did this? It's obvious that Hashem is referring to what he did. The answer is that Hashem was saying to him, how is it that you had the ability to do this? How could a snake influence a person? The answer is only because the snake had the ability to speak. That's why, and as well, the snake was more clever than all the other animals. So because you did this, in other words, because these two things, that you are clever and you're able to speak, that's why you were able to accomplish this, you will be cursed in this way, that not only will you not be able to speak, but you will not be able to make any sounds, because all animals, even though they're not able to speak, but at least they can roar, they can do all the different types of sounds for different types of animals. But a snake does not have the ability to make any sounds at all. It's more cursed than any other animal. But when it comes to the question of the feet, the legs that the snake had and Hashem took away, since that was not a contributing factor to the animal being able, to the snake being able to influence Chava, therefore it had to be specified more specifically, and it's not included, and because you did this, and that's why that's specified. So why is it that Hashem punished the snake that he shouldn't be able to make any sounds at all? Why does he have to be worse than any other animal? Why not just take away his ability to speak? And that would be enough of a punishment. So to that, Rashi says that there, the pasuk says, "Va'nochash haya arim mekol chayas asada." The snake was more clever than all the animals of the field, more clever than all of them. Why does it say than all the animals of the field? It's not to say that in order to be able to speak to fool Chava, he had to be smarter than all the animals. It could have just said that he was smart, and therefore he was able to lead Chava astray. Why does it have to say from all the animals? So Rashi says that Arur Mikhail, it's trying to point out that since he was Arur Mikhail, since he started out as more clever than all of them, therefore he ended up as more cursed than all of them, which explains why all ability to be able to speak or to make sounds was taken away from the snake. That's to explain that point. Obviously, along with that, was also taken away his ability to be Arum, to be clever, because that is Kiyasisa Zayis. That was what led him to be able to lead Chava astray. And Rashi alludes to this ability to speak being taken away by saying, Lefi armusai ugdulasai, according to his cleverness and his greatness. That's why it was taken away. He was given the exact opposite. Everything was taken away. What does Rashi mean by his greatness? His cleverness is in the pasuk. What does his greatness refer to? The greatness refers to he was able to use his cleverness. How was he able to ply his cleverness? Because he had the ability to speak. That's what Rashi's alluding to. His greatness was that not only was he clever in his head, but he was able to actually express it. And that was taken away, and not only was taken away that he was neutralized to be equal with other animals, but that it was taken away that he was not even to make any sounds less than any animal. A lesson that we can learn from this is that just as the snake was punished, that when he came from the very highest level, was taken down to the very lowest level, how much more so that a person is, if it's so in the negative, how much more so it is so in the positive, that a person that may think himself to be on the lowest level can transform himself to be brought to the very highest level. As we see actually from the snake, that even though a snake is a representative of all that's negative and all that's evil, and it's the symbol of evil and so on, it was Dafka, the image of the snake, that Moshe Rabbeinu turned into, that Hashem told Moshe to turn it into the source of healing when the snakes attacked the Yidden in the desert. That he took the symbol of the very lowest and the most evil and turned it into the source of healing. In fact, today that is the symbol of healing in the world out there, is the snake on the stick.